Okay, today's daf is Harios daf Zayin, and we start the second parak on the bottom of Vav Amabay. So remember, the first parak was all about the carbon par helam davar shel tzibur, a carbon brought on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael, if most of them follow the incorrect psak of the Beis Din Hagadol. We discuss all the different cheetahs. Does Bezdin bring it? Do all the Shvatim bring it? Is it a combination? That was the first parak. The second parak gets into two other karbanas mentioned in Parshas Vayikra, in the beginning of parak Dalad. Torah tells us, Vedar Hashem Moshe Leim, at the beginning of parak Dalad, speak to Bnei Yisrael, Navad Marisol Nefesh, Kisechto, Bishkago, Mikol Mitzvos Hashem, Asher Lo Siyasena, Fa'asam Eachas Mehena. Somebody does an Aveira. And the first one discussed, Im HaKoen HaMashiach Yechto LaHashmat Ha'am. If the Kohen Mashiach does an Aveira, the Kohen Mashiach, the one that is anointed, they're all anointed in when they're Mechunach, but really the one that is anointed in the ultimate way, and that's the Kohen Gadol. So this special dinim when the Kohen Gadol does an Aveira. The Hikriv Al-Chadatzo Shachata, even though usually an individual brings a smaller carbon, a goat, but when it comes to the Kohen Gadol, he brings a par. A par ben bakar, tamim lashem chatas. He brings a bull. That's the halacha of Kohen Mashiach. That's what this parak is going to talk much about. The halachas of a Kohen Mashiach's carbon. It's a paras. That's why it's going to be similar to a par halam davar shel tzibur. It's unique. He has a special status. The regular carbon chatas, in the context of carbon chatas, the Torah says, me'am ha'aretz. Regular people bring regular carbon chatas. But when it comes to the Kohen Gadol, he has special halachos. That is the par Kohen Mashiach. A little later in the perek, what we're going to talk about also in a few minutes is a special carbon that a king brings. Special dinim for carbon eschatos by a king and by a kohen gadol. Asher nasi yechta. If the nasi sins, so the nasi in the Torah is referring to the king, not the nasi that we call a nasi in Mishnayos and the Gemara. Asher nasi yechta v'asa achad v'kal mitzvah asher alokav shel osi asen v'shkagav yashem. There's certain halachos also that are unique to a melech, not as unique as kohen mashiach, but those are the two parshios that we're going to discuss. In between them is Paralel Davar Shel Tzibur. In between them. So for the beginning of Perek Dalet, you have the Parsha of the Kohen Gadol, and then you have the Parsha of the Paralel Davar Shel Tzibur, then you have the Parsha of the of the king. Then you have the parsha of a regular carbon chatas of all of us individuals. You bring a seiras izim, the keva shachataso, the chulu. Right? That is the discussion. Then at the end you have parhelam all of the yoreds, which we discussed back in Masechas Shavuos. That was in Perek Hey. But Perek Dalet, that's Harias, right here. Masechas Harias is all about Perek Dalet in Sefer Vayikra. Okay, so with that background, we start the parak that discusses these halachas. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Hore Kohen Mashiach La'atzmo. If a Kohen Gadol gives a psak to himself, as we're going to see, the unique halachos are only when he gives a psak to himself and he follows that psak. Parallel to Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibur, as we'll see, there's got to be two stages. It can't just be like a regular individual, oh, I forgot, I didn't know this was chalef, and I ate it. That's what's called regular shigagas maisa. That's not good enough for the special halachos of a chatas of a Kohen Gadol. It has to have the two stages, just like Parhalam Davar has. You have to have the stage of incorrect psak and the stage of action. So, Horek Kohen Mashiach La'atzma, if he gives a psak to himself, shogeg va'asa shogeg, if the psak was b'shogeg, but that he didn't do it incorrectly, v'asa shogeg, and he did it b'shogeg, because he didn't know this was the wrong psak, so that's the regular case. Maybe par. So he brings the par that it says in the Torah. Shogeg, but if you're missing one of them, shogeg va'asa mezid, if you paskin incorrectly va'asa mezid, but then you ate the treif, you paskin that chelev was mutter. And then but he ate it b'mezid. He ate it b'mezid, meaning he knew it was, he thought, he didn't know this was what he was paskin about, but he was asa mezid. He didn't have air b'mezid. Mezid of asa shogeg, or the opposite. The incorrect psak was b'mezid, but he ended up eating it b'shogeg, meaning he thought he was eating something else, and he ended up eating the item that was under discussion, pater. So in those cases, he is pater. Rashi adds in, based on the Gemara later on, pater legamre. Legamre. He's not chayev. He doesn't bring a regular carbon chatas because he's not in am haaretz, meaning he's not a regular citizen. He doesn't bring the regular special carbon, the special carbon of the Kohen Gadol, because he did not fulfill the requirements of the carbon of the Kohen Gadol. So this is one of those unique cases, very unusual, that he doesn't fall into his regular category. He's not a regular person. So he's pater. It's patel lagamrei. Why? What is the reason that you have these usual requirements? Shaharas kohen mashiach la'atzmo karas bezin l'tzibur. Because we compare what a kohen gadol has to do to himself to what the bezin has to do to the tzibur. Just like a kohen gadol, just like the tzibur has to give a psak, and Bnei Yisrael follow that incorrectly for a parhalam davar shal sibur, so too for this halacha. And again, you have to realize that's what how we just formulated it. Chazal looked at the Torah, and they also said, how do you look at these karbanas? You have in the Torah listed, you have the Kohen Gadol, and then you have the parhalam davar shal sibur, and then you have the Nasi, then you have everybody else. So these first three karbanas, are they connected at all? Are two of them connected to each other? That's what this Gemara is going to be about. Okay, so that's what the Gemara starts off by saying, that a Kohen Gadol needs the incorrect psak element, like the Par Helm Davar Shal Tzibur. Says the Gemara, Shogeg, Va'asa Shogeg, maybe Par Pshita. First line of the Mishnah is obvious. That's what the Torah says. Shogeg, Va'asa Shogeg, everything's B'Shogeg. So that's obvious, that is what is needed. Tosis points out, right, Tosfos is a little Tosfos right under the Gemara, that we have the same line of the Mishnah in Dav Dalet earlier, by Harpalam Davar Shal Tzibur. You also have Shogeg Vasa Shogeg again. The Gemara doesn't ask their Pshita. That's why only here does the Gemara ask Pshita. So Tosfos says, oh, it's Agav. Once it's written here, it says it there too. So the Karen Ora says, Agav, you don't say Agav, Seifa Teresha. Sometimes you say, once it's written in the Reisha, you say it in the Sefer also, to have to be parallel. But here, you wrote it in the first parak to be parallel to what it says in the second parak. It's just the opposite. So the Karen Ara says, no, there, in the first parak, there's a bigger Chiddush. The whole concept of Psak coming from A and action coming from B, that's the Chiddush. The Gemara, the Mishnah there says, Bezdin is Shogegin in their Psak, and the Bnei Yisrael is Shogegin in their Maisa. So that's a Chiddush. You're right. The Torah, it's alluded to in the Torah. But that's a Chiddush. Here, it's more Pashat, because it's all from one individual. So Karen Ora says that answer to Tosfos, that's what he thinks is the answer to Tosfos' question. So Gemara says, isn't it obvious? So Amar Abaya, Hacha Abaya, Skinon, Kigon, Shehora, Vishachach, Be'ezetam Hora. The Kohen Gadol gave a Psak to himself. Really, in the regular case, you're right, it's Pashat. But this is the case that's a Chiddush. He gave a psak to himself, and then he forgot what he paskened. U'bishasha asa, Gears has changed, Amar, and when he did it, he says, Areni osa aldas horaso. Whatever I paskened last week, that's what I'm acting based upon. But he doesn't remember exactly what he paskened. So in that case, is that a shogeg? Or is that just irresponsible? Demau de Tema, you might have said without our Mishnah, Kiva de Ilu Misyadole, Shebahadarbe, Kemezidami. If he would remember his psak, he might rethink it. And therefore, because he doesn't he's not patient, that he just goes beyond what he's supposed to do, and he crosses the line. Without thinking, it's like a mazid, velo lechayv, he should not bring a carbon there, because that's just irresponsible. How could you do something not remembering what you paskin last week? So you might say, you don't have the privilege of bringing a carbon chatas to get kapara. It's like a mazid. So we're not going to let you bring the carbon, kamash balan. No, that's still called choking. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Even that case is included. Next, Mezid Vasa Shogeg V'chulu Minar Emili. So what's the source of the Kohen Gadol having to paskin incorrectly for himself and then following that psak? The Tanur Abanan La'ashmat Ha'am. If you look at the beginning of the parak, back in the parak Dalid, the Torah tells us, Im HaKohen HaMashiach Yecheta La'ashmat Ha'am. Adds in those two words. If the Kohen Gadol sins, La'ashmatam, connecting it to the ashma of the am. So those two words connect the first two parshias, not just the juxtaposition. First the Torah talks about Kohen Gadol, then talks about Parhalam Davar Shal Tzibur. Those two words give an even deeper connection, because in the parsha of Kohen Gadol it says La'ashmatam. So those two words tell the Gemara that the Kohen Gadol learns halachos from the Parhalam Davar Shal Tzibur. So La'ashmatam hari Mashiach Kitzibur. And just like we know, a Tzibur needs an incorrect psak in order to generate the carbon, so to the Kohen Gadol. Vahalo dinu, the Gemara adds, we're going with Rashi's interpretation of the Gemara, wouldn't we know this even without the Pasuk? Even without Ashmat Ta'am, I would have compared it logically. Why? Tzibur motzi mechal yachid, u'mashiach motzi mechal yachid. A tzibur, that means a parhelm davar shel tzibur, is different, has different halachas than a carbon yachid. Why? What's the difference? Cows. As we mentioned, when it comes to a yachid, you bring a little goat. kispa seira, female, and while it comes to the parhelm davar shel tzibur, comes to the others, you bring a cow, male cow, a bull. So tzibur mosi melchal yachid. The parhelm davar shel tzibur is different than a carbon yachid. Umashiach mosi melchal yachid. The koi galos also. So ma tzibur ein chayavin ela al helam davar b'shikagas maisa. Just like a parhelm davar shel tzibur is only chayav with an incorrect psak followed by a shogeg action. Af mashiach lo yechayav ela al helam davar b'shikagas maisa. Right, so that is what we would might have said. We might have logically connected the two. Or, oklach l'derach zu, or maybe not. Maybe I do need the pasuk, because I would have gone to this side. Nasi motzei mechal yachid, u'mashiach motzei mechal yachid. No, the nasi, the melech, the king's carbon chat, this is also different than a yachid. So maybe I would compare the kohen gadol's carbon to a king's carbon. Ma nasi, maybe b'shikas b'aisa below helam davar, a king is similar to an individual. You don't need any kind of psak. It's just that the king does something wrong, b'shogeg. Regular king in that regard is just like a yachid, or just like a nasi brings when he just has a shikagas b'aisa, without any type of psak. Af mashiach, so to mashiach, maybe we should say, maybe b'shikagas b'aisa below helam davar. Just brings with an action. So what should we compare the Kohen Gadol's carbon too. Should we learn it from the kings? Should we learn it from the tzibur's? So Nira Lemidome. Let's see. What is it more comparable to? Tzibur, when it comes to the tzibur, bapar, that's a bull. Ve'ein mevi'in ashem talui. And also a tzibur does not bring an ashem talui. What's an ashem talui? Usually an ashem talui is brought when I do an aveira, that if I would know for sure I did it, I would be chayav a carbon chatas. If I'm not sure if I did it, I bring an ashem talui. That's the halakha of ashem talui. It's the hanging carbon. We're going to learn that once I found that, let's say I bring an ashem talui, and then I find out that I did the aveira, I have to bring a chatos. Ashem talui just protects me in the interim from any type of yisurin if, while I still don't know. Once I know for sure I did it, then I have to bring a carbon chatos. Ashem talui isn't enough. So, a tzibur never brings an ashem talui. Why? Rashi quotes two dayas. The second daya is that by Ashem Tali, it says the word nefesh. A nefesh brings the carbon. A tzibur is not a nefesh. It's not one singular nefesh. And therefore, a tzibur does not bring it. The Rambam has a different source. The Mefarshim tried to figure out where the Rambam gets it from. The Rambam says, Vinoda'ah, I'll read it to you, the Rambam in Shkagos, in Perek Yud Beis, Nisbezdin shenistapik lahenim shagagu bahora, olo shagagu. Bez is not sure if they had gave an incorrect sock or not. They're not sure if they're chayef. Eino chayavid ba'ashem tali. No ashem tali. Why? Shenemar v'noda'a ha'chatas. The chatas becomes known. Asha tisvada v'achar kach yischayevu b'karbon. It's got to be known. If you're besafik, that's not called known. Right, that's the Rambam. So the Rambam, Rashi has one source, and the Rambam has another source. Back to the Gemara. So, what do we compare it to? So, on the one hand, the tzibur brings a cow, and does not bring an ashem talui. Ma tzibur ino chayev ala halam davar, im shekas b'aisa, af mashiach lo yechayev ala halam davar, im shekas b'aisa. So, that's not comparable to a Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Gadol also does not bring an ashem talui, and he also brings a cow, a par. So, maybe we should compare Kohen Gadol to tzibur, oklach l'derach zu, or say no. Nasi mevi si'ira b'avodas kochavim. A king brings a goat when he does avodas zara. B'shogeg, u'mevi ashem talui, u'mashiach mevi si'ira b'avodas kochavim, mevi ashem talui. And a mashiach would also. We don't know about ashem talui yet for a mashiach. We're going back and forth. But a mashiach brings a si'ira for avodas kochavim. The Kohen Gadol also brings a goat for avodas zara, incorrect, b'shogeg. How do you do avodas zara b'shogeg? So we'll talk about this tomorrow, the beginning of tomorrow's daf. The Gemara talks about it, we had it in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. How do you do about a zara b'shogeg? Right? You could kill somebody b'shogeg. You could, Kayin kill b'shogeg, at the end. But, how is it? So we'll talk about it. So, it's similar to a king. So, manasi maybe shikas maisa, mashiach maybe shikas maisa. So ultimately, we don't know, who do you compare the Kohen Gadol's karba to? It's very important. You have to know halacha l'maisa. When a Kohen Gadol does an aveira, does he have to have a psak earlier? So tamalomar, that's why you need the pasig la'ashmat ha'am. You compare the Kohen Gadol to the tzibur. Harehu mashiach tzibur. Ma tzibur eno mevi elal helam davar b'shikas maisa. Just like the tzibur requires an incorrect psak by Bezdin, followed by the maisa of Bnei Yisrael. Af mashiach eno mevi elal helam davar b'shikas maisa. Okay? So far all we did was one thing today. We said, what do we compare the Kohen Gadol to? A or B? So we said A. That's all. That's what we said. Period. Next. Once we're comparing the Kohen Gadol's carbon to the Parol Davar Shel Tzibor, so why don't you go one step further? Ema ma tzibur hore v'yasu achra b'hora aso chayavin. Just like we say, if Bezdin gives a psak and the Bnei Yisrael follow that psak, you're chayav a carbon par helam davar saf mashiach kishar v'yasu achra b'hora aso yechayav. What if the Kohen Gadol gives a psak and all Bnei Yisrael follow it? Shozu b'chayav a par helam davar shel tzibur, because you compare the two, just like Bezdin, so to the Kohen Gadol. Right, what's the Havamina? That the psak of the Kohen Gadol would have the same status of Hora'ah as a psak of Bezin HaGadol. It's an amazing Havamina. Kohen Gadol, because he is the embodiment of Kol Yisrael, he somehow, right, how do you compare the Kohen Gadol and Bezdin? So, unless you suggest, we discussed this a little bit back in Masechet Avodah Zarah, because comes up in Haryas, which we didn't get to discuss the first couple of Dafim, the Bezdin HaGadol is a representation of all of Bnei Yisrael. So if you look at it from that perspective, maybe the Kohen Gadol is also a representation. And just like you have the Psak of A affecting Klal Yisrael, so do the same halachas. That's the Havamino. We should compare a Kohen Gadol to the Bezdin HaGadol. Answer, no. Tamalomar, v'hegriv al-chata so asher chata, amasha chata hu mevi, vein mevi amasha chatu acherim. Right, only him, special limud, only what he does for himself. Period. Now, quoting what we said before, Omar Mar, Mashiach bepar ve'ein mevi Hashem tali minalei, a Kohen Gadol brings a par. That's in the Torah. That's, you don't need a source for it. That's a pasuk. But he does not bring an Hashem tali minalei. How do you know that in a regular case, a Kohen Gadol does not bring an Hashem tali if he does an Aveira b'shem, that he's not sure if he did or not? Right? Why? How do we know in that detail he's also different? Minali de maybe Hashem Tali. So dichsiv, because the pasuk says v'chiper alav haKohen al shikagaso asher shagag. The Kohen will bring him kapara. This is by Hashem Tali, the pasuk on the shogeg that he was shogeg, than the aver that he did by accident. Misha chataso v'shikagaso shaveh. This only applies to a person who does the sin b'shogeg, any type of shogeg, meaning you just do it by accident. Anyone who usually doesn't have air by accident, he brings a carbon chatas. If he's not sure, then he brings an Hashem Tali. Yatza, Mashiach, Shing, Shigasav, Chatas, Shavet. But Kohen Gadol has a different element that's an ingredient. He has to have the incorrect psak. Forget just the Shigas Maisa. So that's not included in the Hashem Tali Parsha. Dechsiv, Ashmatam, Harihu, Mashiach, Ketzibur. After all, he's like a carbon Tzibur. He's like a pile of Avashal Tzibur, that he has to have the two stages of his Aveira to be chayv his carbon. And Hashem Tali is only by cases where there's only one stage. Says the Gemara, 1 second. What we just used to learn Hashem Tali, Lashmatam, Akalokamalei. But this whole Gemara, this whole 20 lines that we had earlier, was trying to learn, have a limud before, without using the pasuk. What the Gemara say? You learn it from Lashmatam. Then the Gemara says, maybe you don't need Lashmatam. It's logical just to have a limud from one or from the other, comparing them logically. And in that discussion, we say, Eno maybe Hashem Tali. So we didn't use the pasuk yet. So how can you say that the Hashem Talui is the source, that you don't bring an Hashem Talui, he doesn't bring an Hashem Talui, based on the Pasuk? The whole Shakla Vitarya, where this idea is brought up, is without the Pasuk. Ad Kavu Kamerle, we didn't have that yet. So the verse says, Hashem Kedei Nasva. Okay, you're right. The Hashem Talui factor that was brought in the discussion, really, it was not Dafka. Really, the Iker difference and uniqueness to compare it to each one is the fact that a Parol Davar Shel Tzibur is a cow, it's a bull, and the Kohen Gadol is also a bull. That's really what they're compared to. It says, maybe Hashem Tali, but you're right, we really didn't know that until once we have the Pasuk, then we compare it on that level. Okay, so that's all step one for halachas of a Kohen Gadol. So here we go. Hora, continues the Mishnah, more halachas of the Kohen Gadol. Hora bifnei atzmo, va'asa bifnei atzmo, miskabalo bifnei atzmo. Let's say he gave a psak. Hora bifnei atzmo, he gave a psak, and he did something bifnei atzmo. The Gemara is going to explain, and Rashi already quotes it here, that he gave a psak, and Bezdin also gave a psak. Around the same time, they both came out with psak, and they put in the papers the certain psak. But it was about a different Aveira. Right? Bezdin was about one Aveira, and the Kohen Gadol was about a different Aveira. Right, that's what Rashi says on top. See the top left? Hora koi mashiach ba'atzmo could go to Moor betray Yisurei. Bezdin b'chelev hu ba'avodas kochavim. Bezdin says chelev is mutter, and he paskins for himself that avodas zara is mutter. So in that case, if there's a different, the psak is given at the same time, but it's a different aveira, and he did the aveira, miskabalo b'fei atzmo, then he's got to bring his own carbon. He brings a par of the Kohen Gadol, a par Kohen Mashiach, because he has nothing to do with what happened. But Hore im Hatzibur, Vaasem Hatzibur, what if he gave a psak along with Bezdin? See the third skinny line of Rashi. Hore im Hatzibur, Bezdin, Kigon, Dehoru Bechada Isser, Hu Bechelev, Hein Bechelev. Around the same, he's not part of the Bezdin. That's the assumption of Rov Rishonim. The Kohen Gadol is not in the Bezdin. Right, even if he's one of the greatest rabbis. But they both gave, the Kohen Gadol's asked Shilas, he's a great person. So let's say they both gave a psak around the same time, about the same Aveira. So in that case, says the Mishnah, Miskaper lo im Hatzibur. He's able to not, he does not have to bring his own carbon, he could just piggyback with the Tzibur. He's one of the Tzibur, he's a unique, special individual, but if he also followed the psak, his own psak, he followed his own psak, but it was also the Bezdin's psak, he doesn't bring his own carbon. Doesn't bring his own carbon. Why? Why doesn't he bring his own carbon? So Karen Ora here, getting into Karen, I get brought, snacked out my Karen Ora yesterday. So says the, I haven't used it since Nazir, Sota, right? So that's the Harius. So says the Karen Ora, the different ideas in the Rishonim already, more in the Achronim, why would the Kohen Gadol be able, if he gave him psak at the same time that the Bezda did, but what do you mean? He followed his own psak. So the Rambam's lashon is no, because if he gave a psak, but he knew also Bezdin is giving their own psak at the same time, so he probably went along with Bezdin also. He probably didn't just rely on himself; he probably relied on Bezdin too. And the special din of the carbon of the Kohen Gadol is only if he relies purely on himself. The second that we could suggest that he also relies on Bezdin, then he does not bring his own carbon. That's the svara that's brought here. V'lo samach b'shas mais al harasol levada el harasol emaras Bezdin. What's the nafkamina from the Rambam? What if he never knew about it? If he never knew about it, the Rambam's reason wouldn't apply. So that's what the Karen Ora says. There's a more lumdish reason. Once you're right, the Kohen Gadol's Hora'ah has the status of Hora'ah. But that's only when there is no greater Hora'ah taking place at that time. Once there's a Hora'ah's Bezdin, then the Hora'ah's Kohen Gadol's Batam. Doesn't have the status of Hora'ah. He's a great, wonderful person. He has the status of Hora'ah. Status of a psak, it's a hore, it's a harius. But that's only if Bez is not giving a psak at that time. If Bez is giving a psak at that moment, forget it, he's a raw, he's bottle, doesn't have the status of a raw. Very different than the Rambam. Sarah says the Karen Ora, this machlokas, two ideas, is a machlokas of a raw, which we'll get to Bez Hashem in a couple of minutes. So let's keep that in mind, the two ideas. Continuing the Gemara, continuing the Mishnah. How is it? Rashi says the next line of the Mishnah, it starts off with a She'ein, because it's an explanation of what we just said. Why is it that the Kohen Gadol could piggyback with the Tzibur? Because there are similarities between his carbon and the Tzibur's carbon. She'ein Bezdin Chayav and Asher Yoreh Levata Mixas L'Kayim Mixas. Bezdin, as we learned in the first parak, is only Chayav, meaning Paralam Davar, is only when Bezdin doesn't uproot totally a mitzvah. But it doesn't say, this mitzvah is wiped out. No, they have to say part of it exists and part of it is wiped out. So, v'cheda Mashiach, and so do the Kohen Gadol. And also, v'lo b'avar eskochavim, eshiyoru levata mixas l'kayim mixas. Also, my avodah zara, bezin paskas by avodah zara. That's no different. Even though avodah zara has a different carbon, parsha shlach, right, in the middle of a separate parsha, we have doing a avodah zara b'shogeg. So, that too, the same rules apply for a paralam davar and for a Kohen Gadol. So you see, the second half of the Mishnah says Rashi is an explanation of the first half. How is it that a Kohen Gadol could piggyback sometimes if he gave a psak along with Bezdin, the same psak? Because he has similar halachas. The Tosfos Rashi here notes that, doesn't sound that way. From the flow of the Mishnah, it doesn't sound like She'ein is giving a reason for earlier. Give a reason for the earlier Mishnah. So the Rosh just says it's a separate statement. Separate din, teaching me, and you find sometimes a sentence starting with a shin that's a separate statement. First Mishnah in Beitza, She'efer kira muchanu. That's a separate statement. The Gemara says in Mesechus based on the first parak. So you find sometimes that even though it starts with a she, it is a separate statement. Okay, either way, let's go with Rashi's pshat, that the second part of the Mishnah is explaining the first. Minani mili. So what is the source for this? How do I know that a Kohen Gadol, who paskins for himself differently then the about a different issue, a different aveira, he brings his own carbon. But if he is the same aveira, so then he's nechla with the tzibur. So the Tanur Rabbanan, hori matzibur va'asim matzibur, yachol yavi par la'atzmo. You might think he will bring a par for himself if he brings his own carbon v'dinhu, and that's what we would say. Nati moti melchal yachin u'mashiach moti melchal yachin. A king and a kohen gadol are different, right? They have different parshias in the Torah. Ma nasi chata b'fnei atzmo maybe b'fnei atzmo. Just like a king, if he brings a sin, if he does his own sin, right, then he brings his own carbon. Chote matzibur miskapalo matzibur. But if he follows the tzibur, along with the tzibur, he follows Bezdin, so too he gets the piggyback with Bezdin. Even though a king is somebody special and he has separate halachas and separate mitzvahs, still, regarding parhelam davar, he can be nechlal. Af mashiach, so to the kohen gadol. Chote b'fnei atzmo, maybe b'fnei atzmo. If he does his own aveira, fine. But chote matzibur miskapalo matzibur. His whole parsha does not teach us that if he does sins along with the tzibur, he has to bring his own carbon. So we would know a misvara. You don't need a pasuk, suggests the Gemara at this point. Maybe we would know misvara, that if the Kohen Gadol goes along and also sins with the tzibur, he can be included in the paralam davar. Says the Gemara, lo, no, maybe we would not say that. Why? A Kohen Gadol shenap is not like a melech. Why? Look at this. Imamarta benasi, shkei miskapalo imatzibur b'yom kippurim. There's no special avoda that the king has to do on Yom Kippur. The king's kapara, right, comes along with the tzibur. Tomar b'mashiach, shemes kapara matzibur yom kippurim. On Yom Kippur, we know the Kohen Gadol does not get kapara with the rest of Klal Yisrael. He has to bring for him and his family, then he has to bring for all the Kohanim, then he has to bring for all the Klal Yisrael. So you see on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has different kapara rules. So maybe here too. Hol v'emes kapara matzibur, b'yom kippurim, yachol yavi par la'atzmo. So you might think he's never included in the par halam davar shel tzibur. Even if he gives a psak, and he sins along with the tzibur. Tabalomar, that's why you need a pasik. Al chataso asher chata. On the sin that he did, that's when he brings his special carbon. Haketzan, chata b'fnei atzmo, maybe b'fnei atzmo, chata matzibur, miskabalo matzibur. So misvara, you might have said, so otherwise, kamash malan. The question is, kamash malan, what's the kamash malan, what's the maskana? Now that we know, once the Kohen Gadol, even though he gets a separate kapara in Yom Kippur, but if he sins along with the tzibur, he's miskaper im tzibur, does not have to bring his own carbon. So lamaskana, do we say that when it's not Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol is totally like a regular person? Is that the maskana? Kamash malan, Yom Kippur has nothing to do with us. Yom Kippur is a different world. Like we had yesterday a little bit. The Kohanim on Yom Kippur are considered their own kahal. We had that yesterday. Why do we say no? That even though Lomaskana, yes, 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 he could be included, maybe the kapara has different, even the paralam davar has the power to do two kaparas. But even Lomaskana, the question is there any vestige of that havamina that the Kohen Gadol's kapara, the Kohen Gadol always gets a different avenue of kapara than all the other Jews? Okay, that's a question that's not clear. Gotta look if there are any other ramifications. Okay, three lines to the bottom. Say, Echidami, what exactly is the case that we're talking about, that the Kohen Gadol gives a psak and the tzibur gives a psak? So, Ilema, Jehu Muflavahin, Muflahim. If he's the greatest rabbi of the generation, right, even greater than all the Sanhedrin, so then, pshit, it's obvious that he's not gonna go along. The miskapalo b'fayatzmi, he's gotta bring his own carbon. Why? Horad del homo lo klum. That he obviously does not rely, he knows that he's a greater rabbi, he's a mufla, he's not relying on their psak. So when do you do bring a par halam davar? Only when you rely on Bezdin's psak. Here he's relying on his own psak. So for obviously he brings his own carbon. Uba yasuye kispo siira kol chad v'chad. And you know what? All of Bnei Yisrael have to bring their own carbon. There's no par halam davar, period. Why? Rashi quotes the Gemara we had back in the first parak. You only bring a par halam davar when the greatest of the generations are part of the Sanhedrin. But when the Rashi quotes the Gemara in Dav Dalam Abayis, Shalohaya Sham Mufla Shal Bezdin, Delohavi Hora. Rashi assumes that means the greatest, not just the greatest of Bezdin, the greatest rabbi of the generation, which is part of Bezdin. If somehow the Kohen Gadol is a greater rabbi, Mufla, then you would never have a situation of a Par Helam Dover. You never have a situation of Par Helam Dover. That's why the Meshachachma I saw, I'm not going to read the whole thing, Meshachachma notes that he doesn't think there was ever a Par Helam Dover in the Midbar. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was the Mufla. Moshe was the Mufla, and he wasn't part of the Bezdin. He wasn't part of the Bezdin, it was Moshe, the Makom Shimon Machadkoi, but he was separate. Moshe and Aaron Ubezdino, Haradi Leilav Klumu. That's what it says, and that's why he gives a pshat in the Pasuk and Pashat Tzaveh, Paraglam and Pasuk Yud. Look at the Meshach Chachma giving a pshat. That's why he says, V'chiper Aaron Akarnosav Achas Bashana. Only once a year did Aaron sprinkle on the little Mizbeach. What do you mean once a year? On Yom Kippur, what happens if there was ever a Par Halam Davar? Ah, there was never a Par Halam Davar. The other kabbalas didn't exist in the Midbar because it just wasn't the Metzias, it wasn't able. Anyway, that's the Mashal Chachma. So says the Gemara, what's the case where the Kohen Gadol is giving a psak and the Bez is giving a psak? If he's greatest, then for sure he brings his own carbon. V'di'inon muflon, and if they're greater, v'hu lav muflon, he's not as great as them, amay miskabel b'v'atzmo. So then why does he, what's the avamin of getting his own kapara? Ha'aradi devlo klumu. Then even in a case where he gives a psak about a different avera than the Bezdin, he shouldn't bring a karban at all. At all. Remember why? Just like Rashi said earlier on the Mishnah, a Kohen Gadol either has got to fit into his own category or fit into everybody else's category. If he gives his own psak, but if he's not the greatest rabbi, then that shouldn't have the status of a hora. So therefore, he shouldn't be chayev a karban, his unique Kohen Gadol karban. But also, he's not an Am Haaretz. As the pasuk says, by a regular carbon chatas. He doesn't bring a regular carbon chatas. The only other possibility is that he's going to bring a parhelm davar shel tzibur. He's going to be included in that carbon. But there's never a suggestion that he's going to bring a regular carbon chatas. So whenever the Gemara says that he doesn't fit into his unique category, that means he's going to be patur lagamrei. That's the irony. Look, you might say, why? Why is he allowed to get away with it? But the answer is, that's the halach of a Kohen Gadol. He has his unique carbon, or included in the tzibur's carbon, but he cannot bring a personal chatas. So what's the case? What's the case that is under discussion? So the Gemara answers, Amar of Papa, Kigon Shahayu Mufon Shnayan. Okay, they're both wonderfully wise. And therefore, that's how you can have the case talking about his psak and their psak. Period. Next, Savar Abayla Meimar. So now we're talking about what's the pshat of the Mishnah? What's the pshat of the Mishnah? We already saw it in Rashi. But what's the pshat of the Mishnah of his giving a psak and they're giving a psak? So, Savar, Abaya Lameimar. Abaya thought to say, Chata bifnei atzmo v'asa bifnei atzmo hechidami. What does that Mishnah mean? That Chata bifnei atzmo v'asa bifnei atzmo, he has to bring his own carbon. What's the case? The Yasi v'shnei makomos. They're in two places. Bez is in the Lishkas Agazis. And the Kohen Gadol, who also was not allowed to go outside the Beis HaMikdash, right? But he was in a different area of the Beis HaMikdash. Two places. V'kamori betrei isurei. And they give two different, they're talking about two different averus. Says Abaye, that's what we're talking about in the Reisha. That's the case where he brings his own carbon. Armalei Rava, Atu Shnei Makomos Garmin. What, it's got to be in two places? Shnei Makomos are Gorim? So Ella Afilu Yasvi Bechad Makom. Even if they're in the same place. The Kiva de Kamori betray Yisurei. Since they're talking about two different averus, Chet Befnei Atzmahu. It's a Chet Befnei Atzmo. Says Rava? Nothing to do with two different places. What's the machlokas about Abaye and Rava? Says the Karanora, our issue that we mentioned before. According to the Rambam, remember the issue is, when is the Kohen Gadol going to be pater? If we say, oh, he knew about it. He knew and he was really relying on the Bezdin, not on his own psak. So their makom would make a difference. Their makom would make a difference. That's Abaye. Mashenkin, Rava says, what are you talking about? Two places? They could be in the same place. If it's two different Averis, two different Averis. Why? Because Rava says it's a din in Lumdis. Is it called a Hora'ah? If they're giving a Hora'ah about the same Avera, it doesn't matter where they are. If they're giving a Hora'ah about two different Averis, they can be in the same place. His psak is not going to be batal. Because that is a Lumdish question about, does the Hora'ah of the Kohen Gadol have a status or not? Says the Karen Ora, maybe that issue is the machlokas between Abaye and Rava. Good. Pshita, says the Gemara. What are called two Averis? How do we classify two Averis? So Pshita, who bechelov hein b'avodas kochavim. If he says chelov is mutter, and they say avodas zara is mutter, chet b'fnei atzmahu, those are two separate Averis. Why? To chalukin b'temayu, it's based on different psukim in the Torah, right? Avodas zara is in shlach, and chelov is in fayikra, so different, v'chalukin b'karbanas, they have different karbanas also, different psukim, different karbanas. To hu b'par, v'hein b'par v'sa'ir. If he does that, he would have to bring a cow, and they would have to bring a cow and a seir, special karbanos that are brought by shogeg avodah zarah from parsha shlach. The hakamaisu hani seir v'huva maisi. They have to bring an extra goat, and he doesn't. The kol shekein, and surely if it's the opposite, hu b'avodas kochavim v'hein b'chelev. The chaluk b'karbanos ein legamin, then it's totally different. To hu seir v'enu par, he has to bring a goat in that case, special dinner, and they have to bring a cow. So if it's chelev and avodah zarah, that is for sure different averus, and he would have to bring his own carbon. Ella, who? What if it's but the following? Who bechelav mechas hasakerev v'chein bechelav shaladakin mahu? What if it's different types of chelav? If it's different types of chelav that are both treif, but they give a psak about it. Is that called two averus or not? Mi amrina, do we say afagav the karbon and shave? Even though lemaisa their karbon is shave, kivan demitre kroy ka asu ha pligin betamayu. But since it comes from two different psukim, they're considered two averus, and therefore, right, it's the second shot of the karanora sound fits in better, and therefore it's called a separate psak. Because it's from two different psukim, O Dilma, Shem Chelev Echadu. Or no, it's all Chelev. It's all Chelev. Stop that for a second. Rashi notes that we learned in the first parak that the whole discussion of a psak, both by Koy Mashiach and by Paralam Dover, is only when it's something not mefurish in the Torah. If it's something mefurish in the Torah, what's called Dover Shat Stukim Modinbo, if it's explicit in the Torah, that's not called a psak. And therefore, there's no parallel dover. Even if that's a paskin, there's no such thing as, you know, shatnez. No such thing. If it's mefurish in the Torah, that's not called a psak. And therefore, there's no parallel dover, doesn't get off the ground. So Rashi's bothered. Chelev is in the Torah. Isn't Chelev in the Torah? So what's the whole discussion here? Chelev's in the Torah. So Rashi has two possibilities. Either the specifics of which type of Chelev is out in the Torah. Right? We said earlier, back in the first parak, maybe they would have thought only Chelev of Karban is usher. Or, Rashi says, maybe they paskind that chelev, even more than a kezias, is mutter. Kezias is not the shear. Shearim aren't in the Torah. Even a kezias is not. That's what Rashi says. Or, Rashi says, the kezias looks at the head, you have a davar shein stukin modimbo. That is Rashi. So what's the pshat of Rashi? So the Noda Behuda says, right, that he maskin is imutah even more than a kezias. The Rishash says, 1 second, but chatzisir is also aser min haTorah. Chatzisir is also aser min haTorah. So what's Rashi talking about? The shiurim? Fine, that's in terms of onshim, you need shiurim. But in terms of the iser itself, Rabbi Yochanan says in Yuma, we paskin, chatzisir is doraisa. So isn't that also mefurish in the Torah? So it must be, says the Rishash, that they said even chatzisir is mutter. That's what it was. Even chatzisir is mutter. So that was... But what the discussion in the Achronim here, the Rishash and the Behuda, is Chati Shir considered Mefurish Batorah?
How is it considered Mefurish in the Torah?
Because it says, because there's a Pasuk that says Kol Chelev.
But that doesn't say Kazayas.
So what does Mefurish mean?
If Mefurish is something Stuki would know.
So would it Stuki know? Does a Stuki learn certain drushes?
The first part goes through, you know,
right, that's a question. Well, so that's an issue. What is called Mefurish or not? That's a good question. I'm saying, but certain halachos, certain limudim, I should say, are called mefurish in Chazal's eyes. Certain of the midos are considered mefurish. You have to know, is hekesh mefurish? Is gzera shava mefurish? So certain midos, hekesh, we give an onesh based on a hekesh.
From a tzaduki point of view,
is it? Right, that's a good question. Is it a mefurish for us? Is it a mefurish for a tzaduki point of view? But what some achronim suggest, maybe what the issue here is, whether you consider chatzi shir mefurish or not, is how you look at the isra of chatzi shir. A big discussion in the achronim, and that is, if I eat a chatzi shir of nevela, is that a bissel of nevela? Is that a little nevela? Meaning, is what we have the discussion by Lifnei Iver also. Is chatzi shir what we call an iser klali or an iser prati? When I do a chatzi shir of 10 different averas, is that the same avera? Or do I say no? Every chatzi shir of nevela is a little nevela. Chatzi shir of this is what l'may nafkamina. Let's say I have to eat a chatzi shir of something. Let's say I'm sick on Yom Kippur. So is it better to eat a chatzi shir of a lesser aveira? Or do I say, no, it makes no difference. Machlokas achronim. Maybe it makes no difference or not. It's a big discussion whether chatzi shir is an iser klali or an iser prati. It's discussed from the Rambam. Is there an iser of chatzi shir when it comes to a shvua? Let's say I swear I'm not going to eat today, and then I ate a chatzi shir. Have I violated my shvua? I violated my shvua. Says the Rambam, yeah, that's a regular iser of chatzi shir. Right, you swore you're not going to eat. It's an iser of chatzi shir. It says the Mishnah Lamelach, quoting the Ran, right over there in Shavuos, first Perek Dal Halacha Alf in Hilchos Shavuos in the Rambam. It says the Ran, what are you talking about? If I swear I won't eat, eating means kezias. So no such thing as chatzi shir. Chatzi shir is by iserim of the Torah, but iserim that you make up of Shavuos, you make up a swore, so I'm not going to eat today. There's a chatzi shir there. So Achronim say, no, that's gufa with the Ram. That's the gufa of the Machlokas, Rambam and the Ran. Is does chatzi shir apply? Is it prati or is it klali? If it's klali, so then even to Shavuos it could apply. Because it's sort of chatzi shir. It doesn't matter if it's nevela. And that's the Rambam's lashon mefurish. The Rambam there in Hafla, in Seir Hafla, the Rambam says, Misha nishma shalo yochal hayom klum. I swear I won't eat anything today. Va'achal pachas b'kazayis. Pater. And I let that kazayis. And pater. Why? She'en achilab. I'm pater from an onesh. She'en achilab. Chusa b'kazayis. Vahari hu ka'ochal chatzi shir min nevela sutrefus. Rambam says in mefurish. Chatzi shir by yeshvua is just like chatzi shir min nevela and treif. It's klali. So the Ron says, what are you talking about? Because he holds his prati. There's chatzi shir of nevela, chatzi shir of shefa. There's no such thing as chatzi shir of shvua. So that's the that could be the issue here, whether chatzi shir is considered mafurish. The Mishnas Yaveh, Rav Zalti, has a beautiful piece on this in Aruch Chaim in Hilchos Pesach, Simen Yudalid, where he says maybe that's goof for the makar. There's machlokes in Yuma about the makar. What's the makar for chatzi shir? Machlokes within Rabbi Yochanan. Is it because of kol chela? Like I said before, it's a pasuk. Any chela, any tiny amount of chela, even chatzi shir. Or do we say it's chazilitz tarufe? Because if you eat this, you might come to eat a little more. So says the Mishnah Yavet. If you say it's chazilitz tarufe, that's prati, because you might eat a little more. Therefore, this is connected to the real avera. Kol chela, I might like to be more general. If you eat any chatzi shir, it's included. That's the Mishnah Yaveh. We don't have time to go further now. Aruch Chaim Simen Yudalin talks about the Isra of chatzi shir. But maybe that's goofa behind what the Machlokas Achronim in giving pshat to Rashi here between the Noda Bihuda and the Rishash. Okay, weiter. So the Gemara says, what's the halacha in the case where the Kohen Gadol and the Bez Din give different psakim about different types of chalev? So it is unclear. Says the Gemara, where are we? Imtips alomar shame chelav echad. And even if you want to say, but the 12th line, even if you want to say that is all considered one psak, who be chelav eim adama? What if they want, he gives a psak about chelav, and they give a psak about dam? And Rashi again says, which dam is not mafurish in the Torah? Hosochol al adam. So Rashi says, maybe it's dam that's muvla be'ivarim. You got to work out. It's a certain type of dam that's not mafurish. So mi amrina betamayu ha'pligin. Do you say there it's different sukkim? O dilma, keep it the shavim be'karbon, basar karbon azlinan. Teku. So it's a teku, no answer given. I saw last week, I was in a shul, I saw there's a sefer called Teku. Sefer called Teku. They list off all of the tekus throughout Shas. And all of Yehemunach HaShiyavu Eliyos, all of the cases we're going to have to ask Eliyahu, he says, and the writes in the Hagdama, fascinating. He says, when Eliyahu Navi comes, we're going to have a list of questions for him. So I'm going to have to search throughout Shas. So I'm writing a sefer where all the shilas we have ready to ask Eliyahu Navi, all 400 and something tekus, and all the Yehemunach HaShiyavu Eliyos, all of those are listed right in this sefer. He just lists them. That's the whole sefer. So that's interesting. That's what he had. He said, we have to be ready with those shilas. Fine. So teku. So lamaskana. Okay. Teku. So what's the halacha? So you might have said that it goes along with the tzibur. It goes along with the tzibur. You're not sure what in these cases whether he brings his own carbon or not. So let him go along with the tzibur, right? He's going to bring an extra carbon. Havas chulun le'azara. So tzarachin on the Rambam. The Rambam says teku, and therefore he brings his own carbon. He brings his own carbon. Right? Aren't you worried? So the Mari Kurkis suggests, beautiful, on the Rambam that no, he has a cheskas chiyuv of his carbon. The shaila is, are we motzi that chiyuv that he could go along with the tzibur? That's the shaila. So once we're teku, we say, we don't know what to do, so stick with his cheskas chiyuv. Right, that's why, it's not a say. He has to bring a carpet, just question which one. Okay. She'ein, bezdin, chayav, and ashi, yodel, vado, mixas, chayav, and mixas. The Mishnah continued, bezdin only brings a carbon, right, paralam davar, and kohen gadol, only if they don't uproot a mitzvah totally. Minalan, that's yor, levado, mixas, lechayav, and mixas. Kidam, rinam, yedah, pirkin, like we said in the first parak, vinalam davar, davar, vol, kalakuf. That was the limud we had then. Vechayna, mashiach, kohen gadol also, minalan, dechsiv, lashmata, hari, mashiach, ketzibur. Right, those two words throughout tell us comparing paralam davar, and the Kohen Gadol. And how do you know also by Avodah Zara, you have to be Mekayim Mixas and Mevatel Mixas? The Tanur Rabbanan. Lefisha Yatza Avodah Kochavim Madun Ba'atzma. Since Avodah Zara has his own carbon in Parsha Shlach, Yachol Yuchayav and Alakiras Mitzakula, you might think also your Chayav, even if the Bezin uproots the entire mitzvah. Nemar Kan Me'einev and Nemar Lahalan Me'einev. We have Xer Shava to Parhalam Dover. Malahalan Bebezin, Afkanami Bebezin. Just like the first Me'einev is Bezin, so to hear. Umalahalan Dover. Okay, that's the source for the fact that you have to only uproot part. Just read the Mishnah. As we said earlier, by a Kohen Gadol, you're only chayiv two steps, two stages. You have an incorrect psak, and he follows that psak b'shogig. V'chein ha-mashiach, that's the paralam davar, and the Kohen Gadol. V'lo b'avodas kochavim, and also avodas zara of the tzibur, by a paralam davar, and chayavin ela halam davar, m'shikas maisa. You also need those two stages by a paralam davar. The Mishnah does not say the next two words, v'chein ha-mashiach here. By a Kohen Mashiach that Paskin's personally shogig avodas zara, it does not say the two words v'chein mashiach. So are we supposed to make a diuk about that or not? So that will be in the Gemara. You know, let's just do the next three lines. Binolan, how do you know this? They always need the two stages, the Tanur Rabbanan, Yishgu. They have to make a mistake. Yachol Yuchayav and Ashigas Maisa. You might think only if the act was done unintentionally, but no psak involved. Tamalomar Yishgu v'nelam davar. In Chayav and Elal Helam davar Mshigas Maisa. You need the two stages. V'chena Mashiach minalan dechsiv ashmata am hare Mashiach kitzibor. Okay, we'll stop here. V'ashem, we will continue tomorrow. with our discussions in Maseches Aryos. Okay, the Parsha Shir should be up, and Sefer Mitzvos is continuing as well.